Welcome to the Unacclaimed presented by Courtside Theory. I'm Noel, here in Portland, Oregon.
I'm Owen from Sydney, Australia.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Johan's not here because he had to take his little baby to the hospital. I hope he's doing okay. Sound like it's like something not too bad, but like we wish him all the best. I hope everything's okay. Or if he just suddenly joins our call during the middle of this, we'll see. But yeah, so I went and saw The Eternals last night. I know you haven't seen it yet, Herwin. So I was just like, I'm not necessarily on a whim. We actually wanted to see it for a while now. When you see the trailer and you see like, I think most of what wanted me to go see it was like the director, Chloe Zhao. She went and she's got the Oscar, I think. Like there's a best picture that she directed. And I was like, oh, well, it was Nomadland, I think it was. And I was like, oh, we'll see how she handles a Marvel movie. And also Kumail Nanjiani, like you saw those pictures of him where it's all jacked. And I had to see what he looks like in the movie. Yeah. You actually don't see it that much. Like I thought you'd see more jacked Kumail Nanjiani, but you probably saw more comedy Kumail in it, which is fine because actually like I really like Kumail. So but yeah, like it was actually interesting because it was our first time in a theater that was like a bigger chain one, because when we went and saw Shang-Chi, it was like at a indie theater, and that was as expected, like in terms of the crowd, because of COVID and all that right now. So we, so this one was like, it was funny because like, we went up to this, it's like a, it's a multi-level, actually you've been there, I think, that theater. We went and saw Thor Ragnarok and you fell asleep. And you fell asleep in the theater.
Nice theater. It's comfortable.
Yeah, it's a nice one. It's so good. You fell asleep. which is funny, of all the movies to fall asleep in, I didn't understand.
Like, bro, I can fall asleep in any movie, man. I fell asleep in Black Hawk Down, so
man, that was nothing. Josh Hartnett.
No, I'm just saying the loudness of
The guns and like the helicopter. Yeah, the actual Black Hawk going down. it was like so the multi-level thing, and you got these lift escalator thing to the top, and like we got to the top, and then there's like a long line for the concessions. And we went during like when it was like, what was it? It was like a 7 p.m. session. Actually, on the way there, mind you, since you have the Lakers cap on, we passed the Nines Hotel on Pioneer Square, and like there's a line of people in front of the entrance, and we're all thinking, oh, maybe they're just lining up to go to the rooftop because there's like a club bar thing at the top there. But then I'm like, oh, some of the people are holding shoes, like basketball shoes. And it's like, oh, and there's like a bus out the front. And we're like, oh, it's usually a basketball, because that's where the basketball teams stay when they come for the Portland-based games. Portland's home games, I mean. So, we're like looking at going like, who's playing? And I look it up on my phone. I'm like, so last night was the Pacers were playing, but that's obviously not them because it was going to start at 7. So we're like, but the next day it was the Lakers. So I was like, oh, maybe the Lakers are on this bus, like, and they're just waiting for them to come out. And then Kim could see people moving around in the silhouette. You can see it's dark in there, but they're moving around. And Kim's like, oh, I think they're in there. Like, I think they're all just like waiting to get out. Yeah. And then, but we were on the way to the movie, so we didn't like stick. I honestly didn't really want to stick around in the cold, wet anyway for them to come out. It was funny because like when we got to the theater, like the line for getting the popcorn and all that was longer than the line to get to see the Lakers. maybe it was, I don't know, maybe people didn't know, or people were more interested in seeing the Eternals like that night.
Maybe not by the review though.
Yeah, no, not based on the reviews. Not jokes. It says actually like I thought it was review bombing, because they always do that every time there's something like they're trying to be progressive. Like this is one of the more diverse, I guess, superhero movies I've seen, because they represent like the LGBT community and also just people of color, like Gemma Chan's in it, Salma Hayek's in it. That Don Lee, who I actually haven't seen in other things. I know he's in that Train to Busan thing, which I really need to see. But that guy's yoked, man. There's this Korean dude, and he's freaking massive. Like, I've never seen. Yeah, he's freaking huge. I mean, his character is this dude that just punches shit really hard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but he looks freaking massive. He's out of all of them. He's the biggest one. I was like, wow. I don't know if that was like camera editing, or he's just actually just he just that worked big. Out that much and he just looks yeah. big. So, and I actually really like that character. Gilgamesh, I think he was playing. But yeah, like, I mean, no, I'm going to try and be spoiler free because you haven't seen it, but and also anyone else who hadn't seen it, like, I kind of agree with the reviews. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, like oh. I came into it with, like, oh, Asian, there's an Asian director, Asian woman director, and, like, I'm rooting for them. I want them to do well, and I just didn't, like, it was all over the place. The story was way all over the place. Like, there's too many people in it, and they're trying to give them all, each individually, some kind of backstory, and then it's like, there's not enough time to, like, appreciate each one because next thing you know something else is happening and it's just happening not necessarily too I guess you could say it's happening too fast and like I can't like appreciate it for what it is and it's trying to span like the whole time frame of the human race as well because these people are like immortal and they can live for however long and they were there when since the dawn of human civilization and also they factored into it and it doesn't matter like and I know there's like all these star. It's like an all-star cast, and like I don't know. I don't know what happened. It feels like they stumbled. I mean, I don't expect them to have like the best movies every time, like they release one. And also, everyone's all like trying to defend them, and I'm like, you don't have to. It's Disney Marvel. They have so much money. They can take a loss. They can take a hit. But I wish it wasn't a hit because at the diverse cast and all that. So, because I can see people shitting on it because of this other stuff they're trying to be progressive with. So, I heard it got banned in like Saudi Arabia and all that because there's a gay couple in it. So, and they kiss. Damn. God forbid they kiss. So, yeah. So, I think it's all those less than progressive countries. Probably even.
You mentioned that there's too many characters and they're trying to explain it in not enough time. Is it as bad as Justice League? Because I felt like Justice League was a bit like that. They were trying to not the Jack Snyder because obviously that went for.
Did you call him longer. Jack? Did you call him Jack Snyder?
Jack Snyder. I mean Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder.
Nah, obviously, Jack Snyder.
No, Jack.
His brother.
the first His one. Cousin. The first one. Sorry.
Oh no, that was horrible. That one made less sense. I mean, this one makes sense. It's just more like
okay, so it makes sense. Okay.
It's just like when you. It's just like it's a pacing thing. Like I feel like it's like, oh, I told like, this is happening. But then it's like, oh, okay, this is happening. And then this guy leaves and you're like, wait, where are you going? Stick around. Why'd you leave? And it's not like they didn't have to, I don't know. I feel like they could have focused on some of them. I know they're supposed to be, because I think they're supposed to be some kind of dysfunctional family sort of dynamic.
Right.
But even then I'm like, it doesn't feel like you're a family to me. Like, I didn't know how else to describe it. Cause it's funny when we left the theater, Kim was like, I said, because I at the end of it, during the credits, because you're waiting for the post credits to roll. And I'm like, what did you think? And she's like, I'm still thinking. Like she couldn't make up her mind. She, most of the time she knows what she feels. And then
I like it or don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. And usually me going, I'm still thinking.
Yeah.
And, because I thought at the end, I'm like, this is okay. Maybe 6.5 out of 10. I'd watch it for the special effects, and also she knows how to do. Well, actually, no, I don't know if it's her or not, but whoever the director of photography is, it's bang on job because I really liked how they shot things, like how they framed things, and that was beautiful to me. But framing things is just more like it looks nice as opposed to actually telling the story. There's a lot of random, like you'll notice this. It's like a lot of like you know Backstreet Boys, and they're just standing around. For the posing for the shots, you know, the Backstreet Boys are, or any of the boy bands. It felt like that. They show that, but then they start panning backwards to show all of them, and they're all just standing there in their pink poses. but it happens so much in this movie. I'm like, what are you doing? Stop doing it. Like, you're wasting time. But yeah, and there's like the fight scenes are pretty good in it too, but it was still better. So I'd say it's better than Justice League, the Whedon cut. But. Like, Shang-Chi is a better movie because it was more paced. There are elements of it that I liked better in The Eternals, but, like, overall, like, it's a bit of a mess, this movie, which really sucks. Like, I came into it with high hopes, hoping that these reviews were, like, not, like, true to your own viewing experience, but I guess I analyzed their stuff and that's how it turned out for me. But I do recommend people going out to see for themselves what they think. Like, I also see like diehard Marvel fans, like they can't do anything wrong as far as they're concerned. They're always going to look at it and go like, yeah, they can't do anything wrong. And that's what it is. So, yeah.
Is it a continuation of obviously Marvel stuff or is more of a...
It is, yeah. It's part of the new... what do they call it? The new phase, they call it? Like, because Shang-Chi was supposed to... It kicks off this... Was it phase four or something they're up to?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and this one was the second one out of it, I think.
Okay.
And I think Black Widow was from the last phase, I think. Because also Eternals was, like, delayed. I think it was supposed to come out, like, last year. But the pandemic pushed it back. Kept pushing it back. But yeah, there were really funny parts though, like the Kamael parts I really liked, and there's like a dynamic between like Don Lee, the guy, the Korean dude, and Angelina Jolie, I really liked, and I can't say any more because the more I say there's like parts that I got upset by, but more because I actually felt for maybe one or two of the characters, and yeah, no spoilers.
Yeah.
No, so you haven't seen Dune either, huh? I'm just gonna keep listing movies you haven't seen.
Nah, I haven't, man. I haven't had the chance. I've been watching more Netflix stuff.
What are you watching on Netflix, series, actually? So we saw Squid Game. We all saw that.
Yeah, Squid Game, saw the last one. But I'm actually watching Colin Kaepernick's show.
Or
Black and White.
Yeah, Colin and Black and White.
Colin and Black and White. Yeah, super, super interesting. And it's really good, man. I don't know how else to say it. Like, it's obviously he's in the movie, but have you seen Young Rock? Have you seen Young
Rock? Oh, is that a series? Is that a joke series or something? I've heard of this.
It's about The Rock, but yeah.
Is it already out? I thought they just...
It's already out. So, it's a sitcom.
It's on Peacock. No wonder I haven't watched it. It's an NBC thing.
Okay. So it's very similar to Young Rock in how it's in how they tell the story. So, Colin Kaepernick is in the movie, and he will kind of. He's like in this room and they've got like massive screens and stuff, and he'll, kind of shed some light on racism or something. And then it goes into the show on how that sort of correlates with certain things.
Like his life experience or something?
Yeah, life experience, yeah. So it's obviously about young version of him and what he had to go through, but he was... adopted, obviously, and his parents are Caucasian. And they kind of, how do you call it? Like, they didn't notice a lot of the stuff that he was going through. And as he kind of gets older, he sort of starts to see it more. And when he brings it up, like, the parents just sort of think, like, oh, you're overreacting or you're making something out of nothing. So, it's super, super interesting show. I really enjoy it at the moment. I'm up to episode 5. So, yeah.
Nick Offerman is his dad. I'm definitely watching this. I like Nick Offerman. And Mary Louise Parker is his mum, it looks like. Although I only know her from, like, Red. Remember that? Did you ever watch that? Bruce Willis.
I watched that, yeah.
And it's just a bunch of
old people. I really like the show. I think it's done really well. The way that they tell the story, or his story, I should say, and how he sort of has, how he, obviously it's his own personal experience, but how he sort of like ties it with, history of, racism and stuff in America or just generally around the world. So, yeah, it's really... I know I enjoy it.
And I have to check it out, like, especially like living here and like they had the BLM protests and stuff.
Mm, like, yeah,
fucked up like downtown. They're like, but at the same time, I'm like, Like, this, you should have seen this coming, guys. After, because I also like, as what do you call it, like, I want to understand more, like, there's so much I don't know, like, especially when I moved here, I had no clue. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, slavery, yeah, slavery's not a thing anymore, like, is, and then you're like, nah, it's just, this is something else, it's like this underlying yuckiness that's still here. And it was underlying, it's overt, actually. It's not, I shouldn't say it's underlying, it's actually overt. Sorry.
Yeah, no, there's a part of, I'm not gonna say the whole show, but there's a portion of it in one of the series where he compares, which is really interesting. I'm like, oh, okay. He compares getting drafted, right, doing the combine, to slavery. Because obviously, the NFL is, you know, 80% African Americans, or the numbers could be more. I'm not sure what the percentage is, but it's predominantly African Americans. And you know, when they do the combine, doesn't matter what sport, they test you in everything, right? Like strength, conditioning, they make you jump, and all the scouts are on the bench taking notes and going, oh, you know, like, and everyone wears numbers. And then, so in that particular show, it takes like someone doing a combine, or a bunch of people doing a combine, and then it kind of like goes into the slavery period. And then you kind of go, oh, I never thought of it that, oh my God, like, holy shit. Cause yeah, it's a bit of an eye opener kind of show. Like, it's kind of like, oh damn.
Yeah. Actually, so, what you're describing, I'm just picturing that thing where they just, what was that movie? Django Unchained. They just stand there. Django, they're trying to pick out, like, oh, you look strong. You look like a good one that will, yeah, you're making me think of that. So that's, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly like
that's
that.
Really,
so,
that's really fucked up. But
Yeah. So with the draft, but there's some really confronting sort of things that he raises. It's just good to obviously educate it, but it's a good show as well to watch. So I'm enjoying that. And I hear KD's released a show as well. It's called I don't know what it's called, but I do want, that's the next show I do want to watch.
It's like, is that the one, unless it's already, I think, no, there's this one where it's like something in the water, but that might be old, actually, where they're talking about like where the area he's from, why there's so many, so much talent, like NBA talent coming out of there. So Swagger, is it called Swagger?
Swagger, yeah, that's the one.
This is a totally different thing, but it's a drama series. I've heard of this, but I didn't really think about it. Oh, it's got O'Shea Jackson Jr. Ice Cube, baby. Apple TV, get out of here.
Yeah, that's the other thing. So I'm like, oh, I've got to watch that, but it's on Apple TV. So apparently it's really good. Friend of ours, Ads, have started watching, and he sort of dropped me a message saying it's a really good show. So I do want to watch that as well. That's probably next on my list.
So it says here, basketball players and their families and coach. They should add a comma. Basketball players, their families, and coaches get swept up in the youth sports economy, walking a fine line between dreams and ambition, opportunism and corruption. I could see that. We were just talking about this earlier, how like you introduce money into the equation, something might suddenly change as a person. Like, you're like, oh, they seem really down to earth. Here's a $20-something million contract. Now I'm yuck. Get my personal share, get on. But you need that anyway. You need that to stay healthy. Otherwise, you just gain all these pounds.
Speaking of healthy and multi-million dollar deals, I don't know if you've seen it, but there was on Instagram. It was on Instagram, but I'm sure they would have released it somewhere online. They showed like what the NBA players spent their first paycheck on. Have you seen that one?
Oh no, I saw the one with what was
Kuzma?
It?
Kuzma. You got a personal chef.
Yeah. That's why I said it. Actually, I got that's why.
Yeah, so I was linking to what you said.
But he's like, because he said he ate like McDonald's and all that shit. Like, that's all he ate. Like, because you don't have that much money, and you're like, oh, this is all I can afford. So, which kind of sucks. But like, Yeah, it's like, oh no, I got to eat better because I actually have to. This has to be my lifestyle now. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
good. Was that 100%. The only one? Was there anything else that popped out of there? I want to see how dumb, like the dumbest purchases they've ever done. Because, but then, like, if you get
they had Shaq. They had Shaq.
What would he buy?
So it's not current NBA players. Shaq bought three Mercedes. Is it Mercedes? Yeah, because I think the story was that he went out and bought a car and fully, you know, did it up. He came home. His dad was like, "Oh, that's a really nice car." And then he's just like, "Oh, do you want it?" And he goes, "Yeah, sure." So then he took his dad. Then his mum. So then they both came home in their own car and saw it. And then the mum apparently was like, "Oh, that's a nice car." So then he took his mum. Oh, then he kept going. Yeah. Yeah, but like his mum wanted, they got his mum like a, not as a high spec, might be a different model or whatever. But yeah, I think that was the story on Shaq's Instagram.
Oh, so from what I quickly searched, so it took him less than an hour to blow through $1 million because his first purchase was a $150,000 Mercedes-Benz for himself. After he bought his car, he's got a matching one for his dad and a smaller one for his mum, I think.
Yeah, it was his mum.
If I click through. And that's, I mean, that's fine. I guess like, but then also I watched like, I don't know how it ends up like, because like everyone's trying to do that TikTok thing where they're just less than a minute long videos and then you just keep scrolling. So I did the YouTube version, YouTube Shorts version, and I end up on this thing where Shaq's just going like, all right, you have your first paycheck. You cut that in half, take that half and save it. See that half there? You cut that in half again. and then you use that for whatever groceries. And the other little half is whatever you want to get for yourself or something like that. And he kept, because I guess it's his like little strategies for saving money. So I guess like he's a lot better now. But it's funny with him because I always see him in like he goes into Best Buy or whatever. And some kid's like at the register. And it's like, he's like, "Oh, you're buying a new computer, huh?" It's like, okay. And then he buys them. He buys it from.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I want to, if it say Shaq in the store, I'd be like, "Oh, hey." And then like when the guy, when he doesn't buy anything, "Oh, no, take it back. I can't afford that. And there was that one where it's like a jewelry store and the guy's trying to buy his.
Yes. The engagement ring.
And then at the same time, part of me is like, if he wanted to buy the engagement ring for me, I mean, great, you're saving me money, but at the same time, part of me is like, kind of takes it out of what I did. Like, because then you're like,
use that money for like honeymoon.
Just travel the world. Rings are expensive though. But like, for me, it's like, man. I was like, also, because it's not like I did the work to earn that money. So there, and I'm putting it into something that means something for my significant other. I'm thinking of it that way. But at the same time, it would be a funny story. But at the same time, I'll be like, "Oh, I declined Shaq and I paid for this." So Shaq could have paid for this. So it could be a story in itself, but it's still cool though. Like, I think he's like, Shaq seems like a really down to earth, cool dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you see the latest comment about, he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm rich. My kids are not rich, but I'm rich."
Yeah, I'm rich. I tell them they're not rich. I'm rich. I know that one. That's good.
Yeah.
I think that's mad. I'm sure they get nice stuff despite that, but it's kind of like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I like how he's saying like, no, they're not just going to get like my inheritance. Like if you want me to support something, you got to go out, get your education, then come to me and present business case for me to, you know,
like invest
in you. Yeah, investor, like go through the right channels, right? Not just expect it. Like he's really cool.
I'd say it's still easier for his kids to
get
that investment. Whereas someone else is trying to climb all these rungs. It's like, "Oh no, I don't need to make an appointment. I just go, Hey Dad, listen to my idea." And he's trying to eat breakfast. He's yelling at your
dad.
"Hey Ma.
Hey Ma.
Hey Ma. Meatloaf."
Meatloaf.
What is she doing? I never know what she's doing. Yeah.
Always reference back to the wedding.
It's always the same line.
It's always the same scene.
Oh man.
Some of the other purchases were Andre Iguodala. He bought $2,000 worth of Nikes. Apparently he bought $2,000 or $3,000 and he felt like he spent $1 million.
I get that.
That was his first purchase. I would do the same, Iggy.
That's cheaper than the fucking $150,000 Mercedes. Yeah. You're fine.
Apparently, LeBron bought amusement park tickets.
Did he have...
Interesting.
I mean, that's cool. I mean, maybe he just really likes Disneyland. Or I don't know.
Yeah, he didn't purchase any cars or homes. He just... Yeah. He took his closest friends to amusement park.
Oh, no, that sounds fun. No, I get that. Yeah. That sounds really fun.
It just sounds like LeBron. Hey, it's just...
He and his mates, like,
yeah,
it's Rich Paul was one of them.
they're
him and his little,
probably,
like, little mates.
Colin Kaepernick gave it to charity. Not surprised there. Yeah. Gave his first paychecks from the 49ers to his adoptive parents and asked them to donate it to charitable cause for children with heart issues.
Man, what a guy, man.
Oh, Chris Paul, here we go. Oh, a shopping spree for his friends. Ooh.
Oh, man.
He got a $25,000 advance from his agency. He took his girlfriend, best friend, and his best friend's girlfriend and went to the mall and went to into a couple of stores and he just said, just get something.
I don't know what I'd do. I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
I like the charity angle because, you know, if you know you're going to get more money too, it's actually it's pretty cool. I was thinking about this the other day, like, because they keep showing Jeff Bezos, how he's like the Amazon guy, like how much money he has. That like you earn Amazon, you could buy out a portion of the Amazon forest and just keep it from getting logged. That way, you can try and save the world or something. Like it's funny. Like people expect you have a lot of money. All of a sudden, you're expected to do something. Mm. So. Which is funny in itself because it's like, I know you have money, you can do this. But then, I mean, if I had the money, I would, but I can't expect other people to do it as well at the same time.
But it's different to, I guess, you know, like, I guess the majority of us who's, you know, everyday people type stuff thinking like, oh, I would do it if I had it. But I think it might be different if you were handed that check even being handed that check, you know, like winning lottery, is completely different to the struggle that he started with to get to where he is today, right? Like the stuff that he went through. So,
have you seen that video of him? Like, I can't remember what channel it was. It's like a really grainy, like, look like a VHS tip. It's just like an interview he had when Amazon.
In 94? In the 90s?
Yeah, yeah.
I think Amazon
started. Yeah. Oh, I mean, a lot of people have seen it. And it's He's like, oh, he's a really rich dude, but look at his office and it looks really basic.
Yeah, it looks like really run down. Like,
And he looks like a generic dude. So,
yeah.
And then he's like, he's driving the interviewer around.
The Honda Civic.
And he's in a Honda Civic. And he's talking about how, like, it's like, why are you driving a Honda Civic? And he's like, oh, it's just a Honda Civic.
Perfectly good car.
Yeah, perfectly good car. And then fast forward to now, look at this fucking idiot. Like, he's divorced. His wife's taken half his money. He's trying to go into space and he's suing NASA and shit. Fuck this dude. Money changes you, man. Like, what an idiot. What a rich idiot, mind you, but still, what an idiot.
More than rich. Super wealthy.
Yeah, it's like, it's stupid rich. What are you doing with all this money? I can't fathom having that much money. I wouldn't know what to do with it. I guess build a rocket and go to Mars. That's what everyone. It's like, oh, I've spent money. I'm gonna start a space company.
Right? Imagine like $1 million is like worth 10 cents to you or a dollar. Just call it. No, not even. Like, it'll be like 10 cents.
Yeah,
$1 million.
Or also, did I tell you the other thing when they asked, like, they were asking millionaires actually, even they could have been billionaires.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, because they're asking him, like, because that, like, are you going to the grocery shops if you're a millionaire? If you have that much money, are you actually going to actively go there yourself, or are you going to pay someone else to do it?
It depends.
Or is your personal chef going to go buy everything for you? You just give him the money. This is the stipend, whatever, for you to get the ingredients to make my dinner.
I think it comes down to whether you're your first gen. So if you are the one that made that money, or if you inherited as kids growing up, right? Like, so if you're a kid who inherited the wealth, I feel like your life will always be that easy, because obviously you've experienced that level of easiness, so you kind of will opt out for not doing all that. But I feel like for me, if I were to get it now, I would do all the daily stuff, because that's how I've known my life to be, right?
But what if your job is like to earn that money? You don't have time.
Well, yeah, well, that's yeah. different, because you don't have the time.
you're gonna. I mean, we talked about this last week. When Jerry and I were on, like, it was just because he started doing HelloFresh. Because like, I've got the baby, I've got to work, I don't have time, and Monday to Friday, I can't think about what to eat all the time. Just HelloFresh. Yeah. You just pick out your thing and do it. I guess I can see where the convenience lies with that, but I wish it wasn't so wasteful. I wish it wasn't so wasteful with the packaging. And what I was getting at, though, because these millionaires, they don't have that experience with like getting groceries. They were asking him like, how much is a bottle of milk? Like a 2-liter bottle of milk, and they didn't know.
Yeah,
they're like, "Oh, is it like what is that, like $20 or something like that?" They don't know, because I can't like fathom. They can't. They haven't done it for so long, and they don't have to. I guess they don't have to worry about it anymore. They just can't.
Yeah,
they don't know how much staples are.
What's $20 for them anyway?
I mean, I know that's what I mean. Like, it's like nothing, but at the same time,
it's nothing.
Like,
yeah,
man, you don't know what the little people are like anymore.
Yeah,
the plebs. Like
the plebs of this world.
Is the air nicer up there too? What's in the air? But yeah, like I wouldn't know what that's like. But the thing is, I think if I was like that rich, I would still be going to McDonald's. I'd be still doing shit like that. Like I could see myself just still doing random shit. Like
I don't know,
like tacos
know
in a gutter. Like that's me. Hell yeah, that's the best tacos too. The dirty.
I don't know if it's the first thing I would do. But it's one of the things I would do. Obviously, it's to take a big trip. But I've always wanted to do the boys' trip.
Oh, the basketball
that one? That would be cool.
Just go to every game.
Oh, no, just like, just, oh, no, you mean just like the guys' trip.
Yeah, oh, you like, meant in general? I thought you meant like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, just like, you know, island hopping. Like, you know,
oh, that would like be fun as. In a boat, though. Not even in the plane. Just stay on the boat.
Yeah,
there's
just
a guy pushed like the yacht going around.
Yeah,
I'll do that. Like a big archipelago.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Yeah, or something.
Would you do it in the Philippines?
10 days. Yeah.
There's no vegetables. You got to ship in your own vegetables. And I'm shitting on it. I'm sure there are vegetables. Like, we just didn't find them. I don't know where they are. I felt so sick. I wanted roughage, please. There's other island hopping things. I think like... Portugal has a lot of islands, or Spain.
Oh, yeah. That would be good.
That would be really
love
sick.
Spanish food too, so that would be awesome.
Yeah. I actually really want to go to Portugal because there's like these... I'd also go to the island where What's-His-Face is from. What's his name? Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Ah.
He's from Madeira, like the cake.
Madeira.
One of the reasons why I wanted to go was like that bust where his face is all messed up. Like, it's a really small face. Because they made, commemorative, like, statue thing. It's a bust. It's his head. And, like, it looks really bad. Like, but then because they made so much fun of it online and stuff, they changed it. It looks normal now. It's a whole figure. And it looks like him. But but I'm like, man, the one thing I wanted to go for, look at how dumb his face looks on there. But, I mean, they fixed that shit. But yeah, I wanted to see that. But like, island hopping sounds amazing, especially when there's good food and beaches and stuff involved. And just general sightseeing is pretty cool to me. Yeah. So
that would be one of the things for sure.
Yeah. I wouldn't, But other than that, though, I'd just go have a nice dinner with my wife. I don't know what else. Just something basic, just straight away. Like straight away.
Yeah, for sure. That would be one of the first.
Yeah. Or crack a bottle of wine. Champers. I don't even know. Whatever. What's the most expensive one you have? I don't know. Just give me that one. I don't know shit about champagne. Is it from France? Yes, give it to me. I don't know why they're suddenly they're fancy. What's that thing? Like, they're really douchey about it. Like, because it's from a region, that has to be... It's only champagne. If it's from the region of Champagne. Anything else is sparkling wine. So it's that they really don't like it. I was actually like when I was home in Melbourne like ages ago, there's a King Valley region where they make they do the Pinot Grigio. A lot of Italian immigrants, they do the wine. Generations past Italian immigrants went there, and now it's like whatever generation is second generation, third generation winemakers, and they're getting like sued by like Italy because they're making Pinot Grigio, and they're like, no, you're not allowed to do that because that's from Italy, so you can't call it Pinot Grigio. It has to be called something else. And I'm like, fuck you. Like, or like, what? Like, it's just like, it's so, I don't know. It seems really
douchey.
Yeah. Douchey. like, sorry. Only you can have this. Like,
yeah.
But it's the same thing with like food. Like they have it seems Italian people are like that. Like that. Like this pizza has to be like this. Like that. Mm. What's that? From Napoli, it has to be this. Yeah, this diameter has to have these ingredients. But the tomatoes can only be from this region. These Italian specific tomatoes. And I'm like, are you trying to make money off this? Because if you only can be certified to make this, you got to import it every time from like Italy to make it's the expensive. Money. It's crazy expensive. Yeah. And then, like, they have, like, awards for it. I didn't know, like, in Melbourne, like, I can't remember what it was called. There was, like, a restaurant in Melbourne.
DOC? Was DOC?
No. There's, like, this one that won. It won the award for best of that type of pizza.
Oh. Like,
yeah.
Sure.
And then everyone was. And then everyone, when I ate it, I was like, oh, yeah, it's good. But it's kind of like, it tastes like the other ones because they all make it the same because they follow those guidelines.
Yeah.
It might be like a different timing they use in the oven or something like that. I don't know.
Man, I regretted not having a pizza when I was briefly in Napoli. That was the one thing I didn't do because it was a transit. It was a transit.
You didn't have time?
Yeah, I didn't have time. So it was a transit to Positano. Mm. So it was just sort of a way of stopping and then catching the train and the bus, whatever, to go to Positano and then back. So I was, I was shattered. I didn't get to actually explore Napoli because obviously they're known for their pizzas, right? Like they're arguably probably the best pizza in the world. So, yeah, probably have to go back there.
Did you get pizza in New York when you went?
Yes, I got the dollar slice, big ass. I had to. I was like, oh, I'm in New York. I have to, you know.
You know, I didn't even do that. Like, it's funny.
Oh, really?
I met Justin. He lived there for how long? Like a year or 2 years? And he was like, oh, you have to get the pizza. And I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. And I never got it. So I still haven't gotten pizza in New York. But I always hear people just like, I mean, New Yorkers specifically always are like, no, we have the best pizza. Hey. And I'm like, cool. I don't know, like, I really like pizza, but, like, pizza's, like, it's hard to fuck up. So, like, you have to be really bad. No, I've had bad pizza, and to me, I'm like, how did you fuck this up? Like, I don't understand how you fucked this up, but at the same time, like, if you're a restaurant, come on. Well, just don't
know. You've got the oven, the right oven, ingredients and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but I like the wood fire ones over the... other type, just a regular oven. It's just something about, and also the dough. Like you have to do something about the. It's like
I'm
the
a base. Bit of a pizza. I wouldn't say a snob, but I refuse to eat a Pizza Hut pizza or anything. Like I love the wood fired stuff, and there's a level, right? There's levels to that.
The thing is, like with Pizza Hut or whatever, Domino's, whatever. Are you turning your nose up at it? I'm like, no, I don't want that. Like someone gives it to you and you're like, oh, no, it's okay. I'll get something else. Like, yeah. Are you like that?
I'm like, I'm good. Thanks.
I mean, I'm a snob with that, but at the same, but I would still eat it. So I'm not to the point where like, but then also it's like a lot of carbs. You're like,
yeah.
You're like, well, if I'm going to put carbs in me, I better be good carbs.
Exactly. Yeah, when you think of it that way. It's got to be worth it, right? Like for me, it's more like, is it worth it? If it's not, then like, why bother? You know what I mean? Like, so That's my thing.
I probably still would enjoy it, but not on the same level as I would with like a good wood fired one. So,
on the website study.com, they say any number divided by one equals itself. Do you want a little more context?
Oh, no, thank you. I didn't realize I activated you, but thank you for the out of context thing.
I'm here to help.
Thank you. I put a Google Home.
It's so random.
Why did it activate? I didn't even say the G word. It just activated. Wow. I'm surprised you heard that. I hope it showed through. Oh, go on, sorry.
I was going to say, totally off topic. Did you hear about the Squid Game coin?
Oh, yeah. they stole all their money.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the crypto thing, yeah. I mean, I didn't even hear about like that they existed. I only heard about after the fact that they stole all their money.
Oh, I read the news and it said there's a coin recently launched called Squid Game, and apparently it's like increasing 3,000x, right? And then it says investors beware. You know, make sure you do your research. Blah blah blah. And I read that and I just laugh. I'm just like, man, this is a nothing. And literally 2 days later, I saw on the news that they liquidated it, and obviously they can't find the person who made it. So, and I'm like,
can you blame? I mean, can you be upset at the guy who made it?
He's an opportunist, right? Like, he took a chance. Like, he's like, well, Squid Game's trending. Might as well make something. And apparently it went to a high of 2,860 per share.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. Like, on what? Just based on the fact that...
How many shares? Just because of popularity. I mean, I feel like popularity. Anything in the stock market is just... It has a value because someone said so, or someone believes so, or a group of people believe so. It's like that thing with... what's it called? GameStop? Was it GameStop that did that?
Oh yeah,
the people did it. Like but it was actually, I thought it was a good thing for the little people because everyone.
A bit of a cause. This one, the creators collected at least $3.4 million in investor funds. That's USD as well.
I wonder how many of them were those investor bros, like in Wolf of Wall Street. They're like on the phone with that crazy fucking shitty shirt, 80s shirt.
Yeah, it's called Squid.
Squid. What did it have I don't know. I honestly don't know a lot about cryptocurrency. Does it have an image? Does it look like? Does it look like a PlayStation button?
Actually, it never got to the popular platforms. You know, like Binance or you know whatever platform that people generally use. It never actually got there. That's why it's interesting that people heard about it, went to that website, and invested in it.
Yeah,
like, it's. Kind of, I don't know.
It's funny, I'm trying to think of like the mentality of someone, of who would try and do something, invest in something like this. Not the person who started it. It's more in terms of like, there's a mentality right now, like, especially with like algorithms and shit now, like you're trying to be popular, you're trying to get on what's trending. So it's easy. So the way for example, like YouTube. If there's something recent that came out, you got to like jump on it, have all your search engine optimization, all that shit. So like, oh, this came out recently. I better like talk about this. Or this is popular. Yeah. I better talk about this. And then that mentality of the person who's investing is like, oh, this Squid Game's popular right now. I better invest in that because I think I can get like a quick return on that. Maybe.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm just thinking that maybe that's what they thought would happen. But then it's also high risk. High, like super high risk, possibly higher reward sort of scenario, but also super, because it's so risky, you don't know. So I don't know.
I think it's a mixture of, it's definitely a combination of both, of all of what you said, right? Because it's, I think in this day and age where people see opportunities or people hear feel good stories about, you know, cryptocurrency and, you know, how much money they make, they don't talk so much about how much people have lost. Like if you talk about, you know, how much you invested in crypto, you only talk about, oh yeah, I made 10x or 50x or whatever, right? So that's that's what a lot of the, you know, I guess population kind of goes off. So if they see an opportunity, whether it's in crypto or in the ASX or whatever, you know, if a friend says, oh, you know, you should invest in this because blah, 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 like I made this overnight, you know, I think there's a good chance, like, you know, most of your friends would kind of jump on it to see, like you said, make a quick buck, right? To yeah. see if you can 100X or whatever it is. So I think that's just the mindset without, and I think that's a bad way to invest. I think you need to know what you're investing in and need to do your research and properly, yeah. you know, kind of have a strategy. But, you know, having said that as well, if the opportunity is there and you know enough, like you also need to jump in quick. So it's a...
Yeah. And I guess like if you have that like sort of liquid asset, whatever you call it, what's that? What do they call it when they have that? The extra moolah that they have.
Oh, extra moolah, yeah.
Yeah, just whatever moolah. That is. Like that way you can be like, oh, well, I have this extra cash and put $5
on this. $5.
Give you $5. Squeak. It's probably not even enough.
No.
$5. Yeah, like I don't know. I remember I did this thing in like high school. Is like you just mucked around with the stock. They give you like fake money, and then you like invest in something. I had no idea what I was doing. Like, and was like, yeah, blue chips. Put it in the really small ones that might they might grow a little bigger, and then you make get high returns on that. But you don't know what's good. So
oh man,
so, yeah. But like I didn't
remember doing that shit.
I did in high school, but like I don't know. I just remembered now. I forgot I did that.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, like I really don't know about this stuff. It's too to me it's too it seems like it's built on feeling. Because you got like Elon Musk going like, oh yeah, lol, get Dogecoin because whatever, because he tweets something and then it just skyrockets in price because he said so. And then later on, it's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. It's bad for the environment because of all the Bitcoin mining. And they're using too much electricity and global warming and stuff. But, yeah.
I think it's a mixture of, like, feeling and also experience. You know, he would have made a lot of losses in his past and sort of to learn from. I think I spoke to this to Cass a couple of months ago. I said, you know, there's a thing – you know, did you hear about, sorry, this is tying in, but it, as an example, did you hear about Kobe's investment with Body Armor and how much that's gone up to?
The drink?
Yeah.
I've heard about
apparently he made $320 million in his career as a Laker.
Yeah.
And he invested $6 million in Body Armor. And recently, Coca-Cola bought Body Armor.
Yeah.
And his $6 million investment is now $400 million.
Wow.
He's worth $400 million. So the reason why I brought that up is because, like, I feel like, you know, you in, like, when you go to school and stuff, you don't learn about, like, investments, right? Like, you don't learn about that. You learn about other things like trigonometry and algebra. And you go.
Yeah, I didn't really learn how to do your taxes. In my opinion.
Yeah, like, taxes or
you know, how to use.
Yeah, exactly, right? Or, you know, like how to deal with money. So I feel like that's one of those things where it's so important that they didn't really sort of teach us in school and you kind of have to learn it yourself as you go along. I feel like the rich families or the wealthy families, I feel like they benefit from having that wealth because I'm sure their parents would have taught them, you know, passive income.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
I could see.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. This is money. This is how you make more money and da da da. You know? Yeah.
That's why like, it's so yuck now with like the 1%ers. I just keep getting rich and then because they're born into this wealth. And
yeah.
Whereas like someone else has to struggle really hard to get to near the position that they started off with these other people.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's not.
It's a different also, mindset.
Think of like that kid we were making fun of, like, that wanted to bought all the sneakers and then the Nike rep, the Nike, not rep, the lady executive, the mum.
Oh, yeah.
And she lost her mum. Well, yeah. She quit, but then
yeah,
she kind of had to based on the forced. It's just like because of her dumb kid. But like that kid, like you have to have that capital to begin with to buy all that. Mm. Like someone who's just starting off is like, how are you going to buy that first pair of sneakers if you don't have the money? You need that money to pay for your food and all this shit. Like it's like, and you can't, and it's hard to teach someone that if they don't have the money. Because I mean, you can teach them that, but then what are they going to do with it? Like they got to hustle to
money
get that
to make
first.
Money.
Yeah, and then also what platform are you selling on and all this stuff? And what is one pair of sneakers to this kid buying like a whole size like run?
More than one size run, man.
Yeah,
he had more than one size.
Yeah,
run.
And
it's crazy.
Just selfies of him like fucking just sitting. Not selfies. It's someone else taking photos. Like him just sitting in like piles of like shoe boxes and like, man, that's white privilege.
How do you even get that? That's crazy. Crazy to think about.
And also, you probably have to know people, right? Not his mum.
No,
just
a
in
lot
general.
Of people.
Yeah. Like just someone in the supply chain and then somehow get in.
But didn't he have some Yeezys as well? Did he have some Yeezys as
no,
well?
No, he has Adidas, Nike.
That's what I mean. Like, it's not
it
just
Nike.
Nike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he
would have had connection in the Adidas.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird. Like, you think they somehow locked out on this, like, because, like, the company would be like, but then they're not losing money at the same time because they're still getting their money, right? Mm. So, like, but then you want to think that the shoes could go out to more people to actually wear them. And, yeah, but I don't know. I don't know how else they would combat that. It's just, like, it just doesn't feel right that someone can do that. And then and also they have a source they can get their stuff from, and that source isn't losing their job. Because they're like in there and just breaking that chain. Because and also like even that thing with when masks were suddenly like hard to find, it's because and like there was a guy who somehow knew someone at a hospital, and they just or some industry thing. Because I remember like some guy got busted and he had like trucks, like truckloads and truckloads of like shit. Of just masks or PPE. Remember those days, like back then, and like because like it's like a lot of money's worth of it, because they could resell it. So, but yeah, it's like someone has. I mean, hopefully, someone lost their job is from that, because like that has to go to a hospital. So, not because some guy needs to make more a quick buck and stuff like that.
That's more than a quick buck, man.
Quick $2. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you need money to make money. A lot of people don't have that to begin with, which sucks. Yeah.
What else is on the news?
I don't know. I was like,
what else is happening?
So there was this guy. This happened like recently. I was like, because we moved. I've still got this. I mean, I'm pointing at it, but I'm probably going to cut it off in post. I still got shipping boxes around because there's still stuff I need to pack up. And there's all boxes in the living room I still have to unpack. But we moved to this area where there's like near a coffee shop we like. And like I was going, it's good because I can walk George there and I can go in and get the coffee, because I kind of like being able to walk in whenever I can. And like we're walking, for those that don't know, George is like a hound with like long ears. In my opinion, he's cute. I'm also biased because it's mine. But then people around me make me think he's cute. It reaffirms my bias. So like I go there often enough to this coffee shop to get like just whatever I get. And like I'm just talking to the dude about like the weather's changing now, it's gonna get really rainy. And like he's asking me if I've been through like the Portland winters yet. I'm like, yeah. Like I know to go outside and stuff, because I'm not going to stay inside, because you stay inside, you're just going to stay inside forever because the rain's going to keep you in. And then I can hear in the background, there's like a guy coming in through the door, and I didn't think much of it. And then, because I had George with me, the guy came, next thing you know, this phone's shoved in my face and like from behind. And he's like, it's a picture of a dog that's a hound. And then I'm like, what the? And then I look at the guy and he's like, oh, that's my daughter's dog. And then I'm like, cool. And I'm like, you just had that ready, huh? And he's like, yeah. And then he starts walking off and I'm like, what the fuck? And I just turn back and keep talking to the barista. And then I hear down the hallway, The guy's like, oh, yeah, because when I came through the door, like, I saw you had a hound and I had to pull up the foot. I started pulling out the picture already to come when I was coming closer to you. I'm like, what a weirdo. That's
weird, yuck, man. It's weird.
It's so weird. People do the dumbest shit when they see George. Like, I don't know if I told you, like, there was a time, like, I was walking down, just walking in the neighborhood, and, like, the, you know, when you see the American trucks that are like massive, giant wheels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
make sense. How do you park that thing in like a space? Because it's too wide. There's like one down the street, and I'm walking when I was walking George, and this guy, like, his, like, there's no traffic. There's like no one around. He's at the T intersection, and he's looking down the street at me. Like, his window's down. He's like staring at me, like, all the way down. And I'm like, oh, man, this better not be a racist thing. This better not be a racist thing. And I'm like, gradually, because I have to walk that way to get home. So we're walking. It's not at night. It's like broad daylight. So
yeah,
if something happens, I just, I don't know, scream.
Scream.
Mommy.
Mom, meatloaf.
Meatloaf. But I'm just like, and then we walk to this guy, and he's like, I get close to him, and he's like, oh, is that a walker? Like, he's yelling across the street. And I'm like, I don't know. I think so. Because it's like, because his breed looks like a trained walker coonhound. That's what they go say. Is it a walker? And then I'm like, cool. And I thought that was it. And just like, he starts driving, because I'm across the street. He's just pulling up like next to me. But he's also in the middle of the T intersection. So it's kind of like sideways, blocking traffic if anything comes. And he's just like, oh, yeah. I used to have a dog like that. And he's just like talking to me. And I'm like, oh, fuck off. Stop talking to me. I want to go home. And like, also, you're blocking traffic. And like, just because of my dog. like, why? What's wrong with you? And I don't know what it is. Like, it just goes out the window. And like, they're just like, oh, I have a dog like that. I better talk to you. Even though this is really stupid. And there's like another one where this old couple, like, I was at another intersection on a corner in this area, which is pretty much in the city in Portland. Mm-hmm. And like, this old couple just pulled over and they're winding down the window and they're blocking traffic. And they're like, oh, your dog is so handsome. I'm like, why did you do? Why are you pulling over to tell me that? Why are you blocking traffic?
Like, that is weird.
That is really weird. And then actually this morning, there's another one. This is weird, actually. I think the guy wasn't all there. He actually, mental health is something that they need to really take care of in this country. This guy was like, it was like 9 a.m., I think, and I was walking George, and the guy had this can, and he was banging against like a sign, like a metal sign.
Yeah.
And he's wearing orange or something. It looked like a Denver Broncos thing. So it's like banging on this thing. It's like, go Broncos, go Broncos. And I'm like, it's 9 a.m., man. There's all these apartment buildings everywhere. And then he's seen
Portland. Isn't it Broncos Portland. Denver?
Yeah, it is. I don't know. Like, I think he could be from Denver. And then like, he saw George and I could hear him. He's just yelling out, best in show. Your dog's best in show. I'm like, does he just keep walking? I don't know. It was weird though. He wasn't all there. But he kept banging his can and going, best in show. Your dog's best in show. But then it wasn't just George though. I saw this other dude walk past with his like Pomeranian or something. He starts banging. It's like, your dog's best in show. You know, I get so many weirdos with George. I mean, that one was a little extra, but like when they find me specifically and they chase me. Actually, I had this other one. It was actually kind of sweet though. Like, she was a homeless person, but she was like, I had my headphones on and she was behind me. I heard someone behind me and I was like, what? And I had to pull my headphones out to listen. And she was just saying like, she was just calling back. Like, oh, is that like a training walker hound? But she was really shy about it. And I was like, I turned around and I'm like, oh, no, it's, yeah, I think he is. And I let her pet him and stuff. Like, but she was just really nice about it. And she's like, oh, she's like, so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, well, what for? You're fine. You can pet him.
You're not a weirdo.
Yeah, you're not a weirdo. I mean, I think because she was homeless and she didn't want to like bother me. Right. And like, and it's like, I'm like, God, it's fine. You're still being friendly and it's nothing. And George is fine with it. So. There's times when I'm like, I'm not that bothered by it, but there's times when I'm like, why are you blocking traffic and all this shit just to tell me? Then that's kind of like stupid because I'm all constantly looking behind them to see if the cars are coming. I'm like, it's not my fault. It's not my fault this dickhead's blocking traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not my friend. It's just some random dude that's stopping me. But yeah, That's a rant. Next week I'll tell you some more of them. There's at least one every week. Some rando idiot trying to. Also, the other thing when they go up to him and pet my dog, without asking. I hate
that. Oh, that's weird.
I hate that. So they're like, oh, so I was like, oh, you're so friendly. I'm like, I mean, George doesn't care, but I do. It's ruining my pace. Like, I want to keep walking. And also, like, you got to ask, what if he bites you? It's not my fault. It's not my fault if he bites you. I don't think he will, but it's not my fault if he bites you because you didn't ask. So, and then me trying to explain that to someone would be hard. And also, like, I don't have, like, video evidence saying, like, well, you approached him and it's not my fault, but I can't show that. And that sounds terrible in court. I don't know how that looks. Yeah, you know all about dogs, yeah?
Yeah,
I'm on a rant about, like, I wish my dog was ugly. That makes things so much easier. go dogs. They're great.
Go dogs. Go dogs.
Go the dogs. Go the bulldogs. go the doggies. Actually, my uncle's like a... What is it? Is it Footscray?
Western Bulldogs.
Did they change their thing?
I thought so. There used to be Footscray, right?
But I think Fitzroy or Footscray. It's one of those two.
I was definitely Footscray before.
Yeah, but yeah, my uncle went for them, and then they won
Western. Recently. Yeah, it's Western Bulldogs.
Then I thought of my uncle, and that's it. That cool story.
Sorry, no, it was Fitzroy. Fitzroy Lions. No, I think it was Fitzroy Lions.
Oh, right. And then it became Brisbane.
Brisbane Lions, yeah.
Yeah. There's a little Aussie rules footy references for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know that.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Special.
Like,
special. Specky. Man, they've got to say, like, a lot of the names are dumb. Like, if you try to teach someone that, you're like, well, what does that word mean? Smothered. What was the other one?
Smothered.
Oh, so specky art doesn't sound like what it looks like. Smothered looks like what it sounds like.
What does it look like?
I don't know. Speck. When I think speck, I think ham. Like, it's a type of ham. But you probably wouldn't think of it that way, but I think it's an Italian.
I'm thinking like ham. Speckle. Like
hundreds of thousands. It's another Aussie thing. the sugary thing. Millions and billions. Yeah. It's like those other words, like... No, I can't think of them. There's actually phrases I say here, and I think it's, like, universal, but they're not. But I can't think of them off the top of my head right now. Like, I say something, and they're like, oh, Fortnite is not a thing here. Saying the word...
Oh,
there's a game for Fortnite.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah, every two weeks. They don't have that. So, they just say 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I say, in a Fortnite, and they look at me, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know you didn't know that. Like, that's okay. I'm in your country, so... I have to explain that to you / also not use it with Americans who don't understand. So, there's something else I said the other day, and they were like, oh, sorry, I don't know what that means. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. I didn't know that wasn't a thing here. So, actually, I said, I told my mate Vin here, because he helped us move some stuff. I said, because after he left and everything, I just messaged him like, oh, hey, I'll shout you some food or something, some lunch.
Yeah.
So I feel really bad that you helped us, like, carry
shit. He's like, what are you shouting?
I was like,
Macca's!
Merlehouse! But I don't know why he's like, why are you shouting? Like,
are you shouting?
Like, I was like, no, like, when you, like, I'll pay for your food. I don't know how to describe it.
I'll treat you.
Yeah, I'll treat you. That's a better way of saying it. I'll treat you to some food. I'll treat you to something, not necessarily like food. It just happens to be food.
Yeah. And then I can shout the food in your face.
Yeah, it's like, what do you want? Burgers?
What do you want?
You want some fries with that? Yeah. Yeah, that was
it's such one. A weird thing, hey? I'll shout you. It's such a weird thing.
But it sounds, I mean, maybe because we use it all the time, it just sounds natural. Like, I'm trying to think of words they say here, and I'm like, what does that mean? But it's very rare because there's so much American TV that you just understand.
Yeah.
You just understand what it is. Whereas, like, there's no Aussie TV really there. What would they have watched that's Aussie? Nothing I know of. MasterChef Australia, I think. I think they
Kath and Kim.
No, I didn't watch that.
I don't know. I'm just naming shows.
I heard it was good, though. I heard a lot of people that I know watched, but a lot of them were from, like when I did vet school, but a lot, like 80% of those people were, like, white Aussies. So it's very rare to have, a person of colour there.
What's that? What's that movie with Adam Sandler?
Which one? There's so many.
No, the one with, what's his name? Porter. Where he goes. Oh,
Funny People. Yeah, oh, and he's explaining. And he's explaining.
Yeah, the Aussie rules. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The big fucker kicks the little fucker. But I'm not, there's anything more. Actually, I thought it was like that, but then I watched the back and I'm like, oh, actually, he has a little more nuanced. He actually says a little extra than that.
Yeah.
To the explaining. But still, like, it makes sense.
Aussie shows. I don't know. Crocodile Dundee.
Was that no, the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Movie. Oh, no. Well, that did. That was. People know that.
Yeah.
But then, people think, like, look at me and go, like, oh, yeah, you know about crocodiles and, like, spiders and
spiders.
Stuff.
Spiders.
I know about spiders.
What about spider, like, as a drink? I find that such a foreign concept when I...
Well, ice cream and soft drink. And,
yeah. Or soda or whatever. Because I think they call it float, right? Like, in Singapore, they call it... Like a root beer float.
Yeah,
a float, yeah. So when I moved here and I ordered that, I said, oh, I want a root beer float. And they're like, what's that? Because A, I don't think root beer was popular or they had any here. And B, it wasn't called a float. It was called a spider. So
I didn't even think about that. I mean, I wouldn't – actually, when I was here, when I moved there, I didn't even – actually, I don't think I've even ordered one here in the 9 years I've been here. Like, I don't –
it's the best.
But I think of it as a float because of here. A
float, right?
Not a spider. But then it's just, but no, more I think, I wouldn't call it a spider here anyway. They'd be like, ah, you're Aussie and you're calling it a spider. How funny. And I'd be like,
how funny.
I'd be like, oh, fuck off. I'll tell you what, when I moved here, what was irritating to me is like all these people are like, oh, you're Aussie, yeah. And then like, and then I make friends with them. And then they just constantly send me like memes of Australia. Or videos of something Australian. I'm like, fuck off. Is it because I'm Australian? You want to send me Aussie shit? It's so lame, man. Like, why are you sending me this dumb shit? Like what for? Like, it's like, oh, you might like this. There's kangaroos in it. I'm like, so? Like, I don't get, there's like two people I can think of on the top of my head that do that. Like, I don't know why. Why do you do that? I don't, like, it's
you all should of send a sudden, them, wow, I'm so interested. You should send them the American ones.
What are they like?
Bald, you live in America.
It's just a bald eagle all the time. Yeah. What is American? Send him just a picture of burger and fries.
Yeah, you might like this. You're American.
You're American, right? I thought you might like this. And they're like, no. Oh, you know how it feels then, huh? It's how it feels.
Stop sending me shit.
Yeah, stop sending me Aussie shit. I already know. Well, they send me something and it's like an article from like months ago that I've already known about, like something that happened in Australia, and it's like they said it later on. I'm like, yeah, I already knew that. It's not like I'm not keeping tabs on stuff at home. And I'm like, what do you want, a discussion about this? I don't feel like it. Look, you're too late. I discussed it before with my wife, with my Australian wife. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all that we have time for. this episode. Yeah. Have a good one. Stay safe out there, guys. Hopefully Johan's Miles is doing okay. I guess we'll find out later on. I'm sure he's fine though. It's just more like it sounded like the emergency room scenario sounded like shit from our messages. So it's just like you gotta deal with all the yucks in there too. But yeah, hopefully it's nothing too major and he'll be back next week, and Miles is all healthy.
Yeah.
Cool. And until the next time, guys, we'll see you next week. And be sure to check out Yeah Nah, which comes out every Wednesday on YouTube. I've been very lax on putting it on Instagram, to be honest. But it's actually a better format on YouTube. So also, if you do listen to this podcast too, be sure to check us out on YouTube as well, because it's actually visual. You can see our faces. So,
and visually? It's
pretty, yeah. You can see my eyes. Look into my eyes. All right, we out. Peace, guys.
We out. See ya.